Hello.
I had myself a little nap, but stuff still happened.
So what's up?
We're at war?
We're not at war. Don't call it a war.
All right, the U.S. is just kind of going bazonkers and doing a lot of dumb shit. For example, renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War. Yeah, haha, Trump, the guy that everybody was like, oh, he's gonna start no more wars, literally is renaming the DoD to the Department of War again. If you didn't know, that was what it was originally called, kind of, and then it's been the Department of Defense. Now it's going back. My favorite part of all of this is that defense contractors are now war contractors, if we're gonna stick with the semantics, which they've always been, like we've known that, but yep, yeah, I'm gonna invest in some war contractors. That sounds real good. So that's just like one little thing. And they didn't really change the name. It's like an alternate name that can be used, but then they're saying that everybody has to use it. It's a mess and it's expensive and it's a huge waste. And it's basically just because Pete Hegseth is insecure.
I'm big, scary Secretary of War.
It's genuinely embarrassing. Except for it's also my nation. Cool. So what's the Department of War up to? Glad you asked. Couple different avenues here. They can really walk and chew bubblegum at the same time because they are both intimidating the people of Chicago and also killing people on boats off the coast of Venezuela. Let's tackle that in order. Chicago. Trump posted a meme of like him invading Chicago with military helicopters. Like posted a picture of a city of which he is the president on fire as he's invading it. They love to say that everything Trump does that's obviously egregious is to troll people. And then when people are like, hey, this is obviously egregious, they're like, ha, see, he trolled them. Like I said, he's doing. It's 5-year-old shit, which is not surprising. Him doing something completely unacceptable and then people saying that's unacceptable, we shouldn't stand for that. That's not trolling, that's just being an ass. Solidarity with the people of Chicago. I'm sorry that this is happening to your city now. I do want to note, though, that it's not like the military is about to roll into the streets of Chicago and burn it to the ground and launch an assault. That's not what's happening here. Trump is a huge weakling and like doesn't actually have the power he keeps asserting that he has. And he just keeps breaking the law and we keep not doing anything about it. But he can only go so far before people would do something about it. So he's trying to toe that line of like, how much can I do? How many headlines can I make? How much red meat can I give to my base before I actually get in actual trouble? Doesn't make it better. Doesn't make it okay. Doesn't even make it remotely all right. It's still fucking awful. Quit strong-arming cities that don't want your presence there. I don't know. But moving on to Venezuela and the whole situation there, because that's international scale, pretty fucking big. Essentially out of nowhere, the US bombed a boat that had left from Venezuela with 11 people on board, just obliterated it. No warning. The top boys in the US government, Trump, Hegseth, etc., all started to say this is a drug smuggling boat. They said that it had 11 drug smugglers on board and a whole bunch of drugs, which is why they bombed it with military equipment. As with most things with this administration, engaging with the words they're saying on face value is disingenuous. They are lying and they don't care that they're lying. And yet, I'm gonna fall for the trap. That's not how any of this works. The military doesn't get to go after civilians of another country just because we claim they're drug dealers. First of all, they've produced exactly no evidence for this. None. They just said that that's the case. Our government is capable of releasing information and proving their claims, bringing people to court. Even if they weren't going to give them their right to a trial, they could at least give any evidence at all. But that's not the case. So yeah, international eyes are on this and they're like, you just bombed a civilian ship with military personnel. That's a war crime. It doesn't matter. They're not a military target. The Trump administration keeps trying to say that they're members of a gang and that gang is tied up with Venezuela's state government and so they're a supporter of terrorism and therefore it's a target or something, and all of that still doesn't apply. And here is why it doesn't matter. All the words that I just said were useless. Because J.D. Vance went on Twitter and when someone said, hey, that's a war crime, he said, quote, I don't give a shit what you call it. And he's being applauded for this by a lot of people. And I want to talk through that a little bit. Now, I don't really give a shit about this statement. Like, I don't care about the fact that he cursed. I don't care that he's being a bit of a dick. What I care about is the sentiment and what it expresses. It's perfectly in line with how they approach everything. Go right back to the Department of War. They think this is cool and a show of strength. They would happily bomb far more places and then just make up stories about what they bombed to get people to support them in doing more war crimes, because they think that they have the, quote, authority, the absolute authority, that's the term they keep using, to just bomb shit as America. The whole concept of, like, we shouldn't be the world police, gone. Like, they're just saying, we have the right to do this, because vaguely, we can say that they are drug dealers, and drugs are dangerous to our society, and therefore, it's national security. It's cynical, and it's just them wanting to be able to bomb shit, mostly so they can distract from how terrible things are going domestically, and how not released the Epstein files are. And so with all of that, don't spend time asking questions like, where's the Second Amendment people now? Or where's the small government people now? It was always disingenuous. Where they are is cheering this on, because this is what they wanted. This is what they voted for. And like, yeah, it's going to erode their own rights. The government's already talking about how they can try to strip guns from trans people, which is against the Second Amendment. The party who's like, absolutely no infringement whatsoever, ever, ever, is like, how can we infringe just a little bit? And then maybe we'll just crank that up over time. But like, even the NRA came out against that. Like, that's how out of pocket that shit is. Anyway, don't let the government lie to you to create the preconditions of war. We've learned this over and over. We're gonna do it anyway. Like, that's just what humanity does on loop forever, but still. And that's not me being a doomer. That's just history, baby. New record! It's my Mario Party announcer impersonation. ICE has set a record for the largest single workplace raid in the Department of Homeland Security's history. It's the Hyundai LG factory thing. If you haven't heard about this, essentially what happened is there's a factory in Georgia that's currently being set up that's a joint venture by Hyundai and LG. ICE recently raided this factory, which is in the process of being set up, mind you, and arrested hundreds of South Korean nationals who they claim were working illegally. Chained them up, detained them. Just come here real quick, because, working illegally. They are illegally contributing to the economy. Let's back up. And then we'll come back to the whole bunch of people getting arrested and what happened. May of 2022, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is announcing the largest economic development project in the state's history. This project? A battery factory owned by Hyundai and operated, which would employ people in the area, but, you know, set up by a foreign company. For the past few years, they've been building this facility, they've been setting it up, and people from Hyundai, from like, you know, South Korea, where Hyundai is, have been coming over and setting it up. But here's the thing. Working in the United States, it sucks. And not only does it suck to just be a worker in general, but working here as somebody who doesn't live here is very confusing. Working here as someone who does live here is confusing too. Like navigating healthcare plans, if you even get one. I digress. Point being, there's a whole bunch of different ways to be here to work. But ICE reportedly got a tip that shit was going down at this factory, so they went and raided it, arrested hundreds of South Korean workers who they claim were here illegally on visas that either expired or didn't cover the scope of the work they were doing. So it's not even that they are here illegally. It's not like Hyundai smuggled in a bunch of illegal immigrants and had them doing slave labor. They're literally just like here on visas, and some of the visas were like they didn't check the right box or something to that effect. Now, could it be a systemic thing and the company's just trying to like skirt paperwork? Absolutely. That happens. And most of the time it doesn't matter because countries are not trying to kick out foreign investment because they want to go after people because they're racist. That is not what usually happens. Sorry. It's truly getting to be too ridiculous to even talk about. Where we are now, the people who were detained by ICE have largely been sent home. The South Korean government, the president, actually got involved directly and was like, hey, what the fuck? They got a plane chartered, people got on the plane, they went home. So that's mostly settled. But South Korea made a commitment to invest hundreds of billions of dollars into America, and this is part of that. And ICE essentially just came in and took a big dookie all over it. And now they're like, what's going on? Are we really doing this investment or is it not worth our time? So thanks, ICE. You literally just cost a bunch of people from Georgia their future jobs. Because it turns out after a factory gets built, they hire people from around the factory. Weird. Oh, speaking of jobs, we got the jobs report and it fucking sucked. The job reports for August came out. Expectations were already pretty low. We expected around 75,000 new jobs and got 22,000. 22. Just 22 jobs. 22,000. Very abysmal. The previous 2 months also got adjusted. June now had job loss, which is the first time that that has happened since Trump's previous term when COVID broke out. I also want to note that as people have been poring over the data and the jobs reports and all the economy stuff, wouldn't you know it, Black women are affected by an outsized degree on all the job losses. Hundreds of thousands of Black women have left the workforce and have not been able to return or were laid off. And it's way more than any other demographic by population. Maybe all that anti-DEI stuff has, misplaced values. You may recall that the last time that a jobs report came out, the numbers were so bad that Trump actually fired the head of the bureau that puts out the numbers. Unfortunately for him, again, he's a shitty president and doesn't know what he's doing. And telling people that they are not hungry only lasts so long. But moving on, I never said anything that I've ever said. That's my RFK Jr. impersonation. I'm not doing the voice. RFK Jr. is a well-documented anti-vaxxer whose own family and a global coalition of medical experts call a threat to humanity. So anyway, the Director of Health and Human Services, RFK Jr., had a hearing in the Senate recently, and it was bizarre. Here's how basically every conversation between him and a senator went. First, the senator would be like, "Hey, you said this thing, and it sucks." To which RFK would be like, "I didn't say that. You made that up." And the senator would be like, "Nah, I've got it right here. I've got a transcript. It's on video." To which RFK was like, "No. And also, you're the problem, and I'm the solution. And anyone who believes you is wrong, and everyone should believe me." End hearing. It was basically back and forth with senators being like, "You're inept," and him being like, "Nuh-uh." But for real, he essentially just sat there and denied that the COVID vaccine was effective, or at least hemmed and hawed about it, as opposed to being like, "Yes, obviously the data shows that." And then he was like, "I'm not an anti-vaxxer," and then he tried to downplay the fact that he continuously tries to link SSRIs to murders. He just said a whole bunch of crazy bullshit, which is completely par for the course. It's RFK Jr. A bunch of medical organizations are calling for him to step down. We've got measles outbreaks. Florida is trying to overturn vaccine mandates. The head of Health and Human Services is taking shots of raw milk and telling people that he can see their children's mitochondria. Last thing about RFK and the whole ass United States before I move on. There was a 10% drop in the stock of the company that makes Tylenol after it came out that RFK is likely soon to release a report that links Tylenol use in mothers to autism in children. Now, that's not true. The claim is not true. The stock drop did happen. There has been a ton of research. It's just not a thing. It is not a thing, and they're just going to be constantly searching for, quote, the cause of autism forever. Because it's not a thing that we need to find the cause of. Stop it. It's not how this works. I'm so tired of having to say this. Not how this works. Just be competent a little bit. Ever. Elsewhere, Japan is down a prime minister. They only have the one, but it's gone now. Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has stepped down or announced his resignation a little under a year after taking office. Essentially, he took office and, like, right after that, his party lost both the upper and lower houses of government. But he's largely been working to try to figure out what the fuck is going on with the Trump tariffs, saying that he wanted to get all that settled before stepping aside so as to not cause more chaos because the tariffs are a lot. So he is stepping aside and he's calling for his party to do a vote to figure out who the new prime minister is going to be. I don't know a lot about Japanese politics. I'm not going to pretend that I know anything about this guy, but there is a quote from him that I do want to read because it's very foreign to me as a resident of free country USA. Quote, "I have consistently stated that I do not intend to cling to this position and that I would make a decision at the appropriate time after accomplishing what needed to be done." What needed to be done being settling the tariff stuff. And now he's doing that. Wow. Thanks, guy. I mean, I don't know if thanks, guy, but thanks, guy. Over in eastern Afghanistan, there have been a series of devastating earthquakes. What started on August 31st with a 6.0 magnitude earthquake has resulted in several aftershocks. Thousands have died and thousands more have been injured. Entire villages have been wiped out, and a lot of the villages in the area are mud and stone construction, and they were just devastated. I do want to say that there are rescue efforts and aid efforts now in the area, but the continued aftershocks, there were two more earthquakes after the initial one that stopped efforts for a while. Like, there's so much rubble and so much destruction that it's hard to navigate in the first place, let alone while there's also the threat of earthquakes. But it's another example of people coming together in the face of absolute horror to help each other. They're a long ways away, but my heart goes out to everyone who was affected by this disaster. And just once more, like, thank you to any and everyone whose focus in this world is to help people in their time of need. Stay righteous, y'all. Game it! Silk Song is out. Silk Song is out. Silk Song is out. Silk Song's out. That's my Silk Song song. You're either hyper aware of this game, or you have no idea why everybody's freaking out, or you have no idea what I'm talking about. But Silk Song is out. What the hell is Silk Song? You know those things that are just like franchises that become a meme when you're just like waiting for the next installment? You've got your Game of Thrones, you've got your Grand Theft Autos, stuff like that. We've been joking for decades about Half-Life 3 at this point. Silk Song is kind of one of those. So there was a really popular game called Hollow Knight where you play as a bug and you explore stuff. It's really sweet, really casual. That's not true. It's very hard. I suck at it. Silk Song is a sequel, or you know, the next game in that franchise. And the developers announced it in 2019. Now, as an indie game developer, I am very, very aware of how long it takes to build stuff. So like no hate against the studio for needing time to build an amazing game. However, essentially years of speculation of when this game is going to come out led to it just reaching that same meme status of like GTA 6 and Half-Life 3, etc. And then lo and behold, like a couple of weeks ago, they announced that it was going to come out on September 4th. It was a blindside announcement, so much so that other game developers rescheduled their launches 2 weeks out. And then on launch day, there was so much hype that it brought down basically every digital storefront worldwide. Steam, Xbox, Nintendo, PlayStation, and GOG all went down when it launched. So that's neat. I'm bad at it. I hope if you're excited about this game, have fun, have a blast. I suck at Metroidvanias. Hey, do you want more of this? Stuff Keeps Happening is supported by listeners, readers, and viewers like you. I'm like PBS over here. I'm like PBS, but I can swear. Your support is how I keep this ad free. It's how I'm able to stay independent, say the things that I want to say without worrying about, is the advertiser going to let me? If you have the means and you'd like to support this show and my other creative endeavors, you can head to isupport.dev, where you'll find links to all the places where you can support me. Patreon, Ko-Fi, YouTube memberships, they can all be found there. All three places get access to behind-the-scenes content, monthly Q&A videos, and just random bonus shit, like me reading a hilarious fan fiction like an audiobook. If any of that sounds interesting, or if you just want to help me out and help keep this going, I deeply appreciate it. Head to isupport.dev. All right, let's move on to lightning round. Sorry, that wasn't good enough. Let's try that one again. Lightning round. Australia hates fun, and so now you can't have the soy sauce packets that come in a little fish. It's like a little fish-shaped packet. It's because it's a single-use plastic. Like, we should ban those, but my fish. There's limited early research into the potential use of an over-the-counter nasal spray that might be able to significantly reduce the chance of COVID infections. I want to be clear, this is early. It's early. But that's huge, if true. Ranchers and biologists, wildlife experts, etc., are experimenting with using drones that blast music and like movie lines at wolves to keep them away. Literally blasting AC/DC at a wolf. That's about as metal as it gets. Aura, the ring, the like wearable fitness ring thing, they made a partnership with the Department of Defense, or I guess the Department of War. Aura maintains that your data is not being shared with the DoD. It's only for people who are in the DoD and opt into it. That's what they say. That's all I can say. And finally for today, someone's multi-million dollar yacht sank right after it was deployed, which if anybody wants to buy a multi-million dollar yacht, save yourself the trouble and just give me the money instead. I won't sink fast. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and a discount on a previously $1 million yacht. My name is Endeavorance. We'll talk again soon. Take care and be well.